you need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
What's so funny? What are you laughing at now?
Dude, I love Randy Savage.
He was the best.
His voice, like his personality, like, and again, I texted you about WWE, and you didn't respond to my text. We're not going to talk about that right now, but I've been so locked in to WWE after years of not paying attention to it, and the Roman Reigns and Sami Zayn and all the storylines they got going on right now, it's entertainment, right?
And I've stopped watching it.
Oh, I can't keep my eyes off it anymore.
I don't think I've liked it ever since the Shield broke up.
Okay,
but to me, the Shield was the best.
The Shield is even better now.
Well, it's not.
It's not the Shield, but it's the Tribal Chief. And the storytelling, and now that I'm older, and I understand the fact that, again, like, it's still athleticism, it's still physical, it's still all those things. Like, we talked about Logan Paul earlier, how amazing he's been in WWE, but the storytelling has been amazing.
So what happened since I didn't watch it? I guess Sammy refused to hit Owens?
Yeah, and Sammy took a steel chair to Roman Reigns' back. And it sent me over the edge. I was watching WWE. It's been amazing. It's been amazing.
That was a lot of fun last week, like we're talking about. The UFC back out at the Apex this weekend, UFC Fight Night 218. Let's welcome to the program Kyle Nelson. Kyle, how are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Not too bad. We appreciate your time. I know this is just the beginning of preparation of Fight Week. What's Fight Week like for you? And like I always ask, do you try to change it up just to make it fresh, or do you want it to be just like last fight week?
I like the routine of it. You know, I like to know kind of, I mean, we get a pretty solid schedule when we show up to fight week, so I kind of have everything laid out and then kind of plan if we want to do any downtime or now that we're in Vegas, we're going to the UFC PI and stuff to get some workouts in, and then we might, check out a mall or something. Yeah, I like to try and get it all planned ahead of time, and that way I'll know, you know, kind of when I'm going to relax, when I'm going to eat, and yeah.
How much prep time, or have you even started to prep for the fact that the fight is going to be later? This is the first time that I can remember in Vegas it's going to be so late.
Yeah, so we actually started prepping for that a little over a week ago. Just to make sure that I'm kind of optimal. We started adjusting my sleep about a week ago, you know, started moving my training sessions better or later, so I'm ready to perform that late at night. So yeah, it's definitely, we've put together, a nice little plan to prepare for it.
I would think, and I'm kind of known for coming, you know, I've covered the UFC since UFC 1, and I always do the red eyes to save on a lot of things, mainly money on a Saturday night hotel. And I always think it's going to be easy. The fight's over at 1. I'll stay awake till 5. I'll take a 6 in the morning flight. And it's not that easy to do. How easy will it be to kind of turn your body around in a week or so, you know, to prepare for that?
I think the way we structured it, I think it's worked out really well. I haven't even, you know, really noticed just how we've done it gradually over time. My body's really adapted really well. So I think... Yeah, I think by fight night, Ed, I won't even really notice the difference.
Hey, Kyle, obviously, you know, GSP is a huge Canadian, you know, legend in the sport. Recently, we lost to Elias Deodoro. How is the state of MMA in Canada? Like, what's the vibe there? Is it growing? Is it massive? Is it continuing to grow, or do you notice?
It's doing well. It's still slowly growing. It has kind of hit a bit of a lull right now that we don't have a superstar waiting for, you know, a couple other, like Charles Jourdain, Gavin Tucker, and then my training partner, Mike Malott. Like, we got some guys coming up that I think, have the potential for star power, and I think that'll kind of, you know, kick up the fan base and everything in Canada a little bit more. But yeah, I mean, it's still, you know, I think one of the more popular sports in Canada. But yeah, you know, hopefully when I knock Duho Choi out on Saturday, they'll, you know, shoot me into that kind of number one stardom spot for Canada.
That a boy. There you go.
Speaking of your opponent, what are your thoughts on him? How much do you know about him? And does it even matter to know about him? Is it more what you're going to implement on Saturday?
Yeah, it's definitely more about what I'm going to do to him. I've watched some tape on him and stuff just to, so I understand what he's good at and where his weaknesses are and stuff like that. And I think my strengths match up well with his weaknesses. I mean, he's a great kickboxer, more of a boxer, but still he's got some kicks. I think my style just fits in well with that, kind of like a puzzle where what I'm good at, the strikes I'm good at are gonna get through his guard, and what he's good at isn't going to get through my guard. So, yeah, I'm really excited about this fight.
Are you one of the numerous, almost every combat athlete that likes to watch the Food Channel the week that you have to cut weight?
Oh, boy.
Oh, I used to be a little bit worse for that. I love my friends and my fiance. I'd be like, what did you guys have for dinner last night? Or, you know, what have you been eating? Just to kind of get that mental picture.
I wish I could
imagine the taste.
I wish I could do that. Not eat and just imagine it. I would be able to drop a lot of weight.
Yeah, it's almost like a sixth sense. But this training camp, we had enough notice where we've been able to do it so gradually that I haven't run into any, you know, crazy cravings like that. So it's been much nicer this time around.
So Kyle, we're coming to you live from Tampa, Florida.
Or St. Petersburg.
Well, same thing. The Tampa Bay area. And, you know, the biggest craze right now is cold water immersion, cold water therapy. How silly do we look that we just discovered it and made it like this new trend coming from a place where it's always cold and there's always cold water around?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I've been doing the cold tub stuff for a while, pretty much since I've been in the UFC. And then before that, yeah, like we'll do something called the polar bear dip, where we just, you know, we cut out a big chunk of ice out of the lake and we jump in it for charity. And like we'll do some stuff like that in Canada. I don't know how helpful that is, but I think if you got a good cold tub and you're able to mix it up with a hot tub and do it the right way, it's beneficial. But, yeah, it definitely sucks.
Yeah, I want no part of snow, a polar.
Come on,
this,
you should be the polar bear club guy.
No, I want no part of
that.
What
do you win if you do the dip?
You know, I want to do a cold tub challenge between me, Matt, and Randy and see who wins.
We'll do a Kyle in Ontario.
Yeah, we'll pass on that. Kyle, let me ask you this. What's the craziest, strangest, funniest thing that's ever happened, either to you or involving you in the middle of a fight?
Oh, I don't know. My career has been pretty average. I can't think of anything too crazy. I remember one time at weigh-ins, a guy... he went and drank a bunch of cold water. So once you dehydrate and all that stuff, you're not really supposed to drink a bunch of cold water because it kind of shocks your system. And so what your system wants to do is it wants to get rid of that water as quick as possible. So unfortunately for him, he didn't puke it out. So it kind of flushed all that water out of his system really quick. And, it was pretty embarrassing for him.
It was pretty bad. In closing, what can the fans expect to see Saturday night, a little later than normal, but still Saturday night on the East Coast when you get back in the octagon?
Yeah, it's definitely going to be some very high-level striking. I think, you know, my opponent, he's in the UFC Hall of Fame for having fight of the year. I think I've got kind of the tenacity and the cardio now to keep up with that and maybe even outdo him in that area. And then skill-wise, I think I've got him beat. So it's definitely going to be, you know, a lot of fireworks for this fight, and you're probably going to see him go to sleep.
Awesome. Good stuff. Well, we appreciate your time. I know we have your address. We're going to send you a care package from Ape Man Strong. And I normally say best of luck, but the fighters typically say I don't need luck. This is fun. So have fun on Saturday night.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Take care. Kyle Nelson back in the octagon on Saturday.
Randy, you know, what's so crazy about these fighters is the respect level they have, and they say, like, oh, it's so normal, and, like, you just ask them a question about what's the craziest thing to happen. He was like, well, my life's not that crazy. I've had this great career. They punch people in the nose for a living.
Yeah.
they are impressive people, and they're all so humble, and it's so impressive to me, and I respect them so much.
And a lot of fighters, they don't think that it's strange, crazy, you know, silly, ridiculous, whatever. But we've been told some stories where a guy said that he was fighting, getting punched in the face, saying, "Why am I getting punched in the face? I don't get it." All right, let's go hit a break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about the Grand Prix that returns to St. Pete in a couple weeks. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Stapsone.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Pete Banaszak from the Oakland Raiders. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Tour de Pizza is back as Tournament Day Pizza, located at 170 47th Avenue Northeast in St. Petersburg. Located inside the Racquet Club of St. Pete, we've proudly been serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the last 15 years and running. Tour de Pizza, full menu, full liquor bar, same great pizza. Tour de Pizza, visit us online at tourdepizza.com. Now remember, a slice a day keeps the doctor away. Tour de Pizza, it's where winners eat.
The Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, presented by RP Funding, returns on March 3rd through the 5th to the streets of downtown St. Pete, with a full weekend of racing highlighted by the NTT IndyCar Series season opening race. For ticket prices and information, visit gpstpete.com or follow GP St. Pete on social media. One lucky listener will win a VIP package for two for the whole weekend.
New Year's resolutions failing? Matt McClellan here from Knockout Radio for GNAT. Want to experience Tampa's hottest, newest fitness craze? GNAT is here, Tampa Bay's only mobile vertical gym. Benefits include skeletal alignment, decompression of the joints and spine, neurological stimulation, and stretching, to name a few. Check us out at GNAT.com. Vertically conditioned, horizontally balanced.
Skunk Ape Electronics is just amazing. Get connected through music with Skunk Ape Electronics. Custom boomboxes, veteran-owned and operated, and American-made. Go to skunkapeelectronics.com and change the way you listen to music. Get 10% off your first purchase when you sign up for our newsletter. Stop by any Knockout Radio broadcast and check out what they use from Skunk Ape Electronics. Amazing. Just amazing.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Glenn Frey, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
That's one of my favorite liners.
What's that?
Glenn Frey?
Glenn Frey.
I am going to slap you.
I mean, I know Don Frey. Is he better than Don Frey?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, Don Frey is a big name.
Glenn Frey started the Eagles.
I mean, Don Frey started the UFC.
No, he didn't start it. He was in it. But yeah, Glenn Frey.
You're just as important.
Glenn Frey was as big because he passed away, and then his son kind of took his spot with the Eagles, and then I think he has left. I would make him an equal to who we're going to go and hang out with on Saturday.
Paul Stanley.
We are headed down. We were invited. Hold on. I was invited, and I included you in.
You did.
To go down to the private art showing of Paul Stanley's art.
Exciting.
And we get in early, which is good because then that means we can leave early because we're going to go down, hang out with him for about an hour, and get back in the van and head back up.
Smart.
It's going to be good stuff. Renaissance Festival.
Yes.
It's about ready to kick off out there in Dade City.
Excited.
And we hope to be involved in that. I did forget again, we are on the YouTube channel.
We are.
So I don't know if you go to knockout_radio or just Knockout Radio, but that will all be fixed, I promise. I'm not sure what's going on. We've hired a second producer. They both make equal pay now. maybe not doing equal work. And we will get that all rectified for the big shows next week. So coming to you live from Phoenix, I believe I have been told, and I kind of got mad at somebody last year when they said this.
Randy got mad at somebody? It's a shocker.
Well, you know, I think you should do some research. When you put out the only Tampa Bay radio show broadcasting live from Radio Row, guess what? You should be the only live radio show broadcasting.
And you're not.
And they were wrong because we were out there broadcasting last year from L.A.
Okay, so I have a question for you guys, which all the Tampa fans, sorry, you know, national viewers, what did you guys do for Gasparilla?
Same thing I've done every year.
Nothing.
I've never been to Gasparilla. I have zero interest in going to Gasparilla. I don't care about Gasparilla.
That's like our Mardi Gras, you know? And honestly, I have not partaken in it enough. And I'm too old now.
I will,
at 28 years old to participate.
And well, just... that's not true. But I will tell you the best photo that I saw from Gasparilla.
Okay.
Bar none.
Okay.
So I'm in a lot of Buccaneer chat rooms, and they all want to know why.
I'm sure you are.
Well, and they all want to know why, because, you know, I'm stated. I'm not necessarily a Buccaneer fan. I'm a fan of players that I interview, chat with, have a relation with. So a guy said, this is the greatest thing to ever happen. He was on one of the boats going down Bayshore Boulevard.
Yes.
When he saw this guy, and he said it was the biggest honor of his life to throw Ryan Jensen beads.
That's awesome.
It's awesome. No, I'm saying it was awesome.
Awesome to me.
I thought it was cool that he was just out there having a good time. He's also, and we hope to get him on in the next couple of weeks, he's just joined a partnership in some kind of construction in his hometown in home state of Colorado. And they sent me the press release. They're like, would you have any interest of getting Ryan Jensen on? I'm like, yeah, absolutely.
Of course.
Talk a little construction. I think I can do that with him.
Yeah. Ryan's been on the boat with Captain Kelly, and like, I respect Ryan Jensen so much. I love him so much. And like,
speaking of the boats,
okay,
there's going to be plenty of boats as usual all around downtown Tampa beginning of March. Let's welcome Saint back Pete. To the program. St. Pete. What'd I say?
He said Tampa.
Got me brainwashed in Tampa.
It's downtown St. Pete is the Grand Prix.
Downtown St. Pete. It is the Firestone Grand Prix of St. Pete. Let's welcome back to the program Kim Green. Kim, how are you?
Great, guys. Doing very well. And yes, there'll be a lot of boats, some of them coming from Tampa.
There you go. True. Thank you. Thanks for saving me. It's hard to believe that it's already time to start talking. The year flies by, but we cannot be more excited. I know that you guys start pretty soon starting to lay the track, right?
Well, the actual official track build will start on Monday morning, the 6th. We'll do a media event that Thursday. Mid-morning for what we call our first block media event. We actually started the grandstand build last week, and I'm actually out in my storage yard in the city yard, and I'm moving my marina docks down and putting them in the waters today.
Well, we appreciate you giving us a couple minutes, you know, to talk about the Firestone Grand Prix. Tell us about what's scheduled. Is there anything new that we should look for, or is it, you know, the same exact awesome 3 days that's coming back to St. Petersburg?
Well, I think it's certainly going to be the same jam-packed 3 days. I have to say I'm so excited about the new IndyCar season. Last season was super competitive. I think it's going to be even more so. We've had quite a few drivers move around within the series. There's some teams have added drivers. There'll be 27 entries for St. Pete. They're out in California this week doing what they call their spring training. So it'll be interesting to see how all the new drivers fit in the teams and where all the speeds are at. And certainly all the race engineers on the teams have been sitting around since last September when the season finished and working on ideas and simulations on how to go faster this year. So, I'm super excited.
So, Randy, this time last year, I just moved back to Tampa, and I was a guest on the show, now that I'm a co-host, but I was a guest on the show at exactly this time last year when I moved back. Co-co-host. And Randy told me a great story about his last time at this event, and so I'd like him to tell you the story about him losing his phone and his Ric Flair post, and he doesn't talk about this, but it's a great story, and that's kind of what led to me being a co-host on this show right now. We were on the boat at the time talking about the Grand Prix.
Well, I'll tell it real quick, Kim, but the best part of this particular day is when our team won the media race. So that's really more important than the story. But so I was the second driver, I think, and the mayor hit me twice and flipped me around, and I didn't think nothing of it. I'm sure it's like every year it was cold, so I had a hoodie with pockets. And all of a sudden, I hear somebody saying, I don't know who the hell the one guy is, but the other guy is Ric Flair. When I think to reach for my phone, well, when the mayor hit me, the phone flew out and flew in the air, and everybody was trying to figure out who owned this phone. That's the story.
And Kim, I had the fastest lap.
It's going to be exciting.
I was the grand champion. I won I need the milk celebration.
The milk celebration. Well done. You know, we're going to have, we'll also have a, from everything I understand, so the Indy Lights series, which is the step below IndyCars, now called Indy NXT, that looks pretty close to a 20 car count. Then we've got the Pro 2000, USF 2000, where their car counts are up. The SRO series, which used to be the Pirelli World Challenge. Super exciting sports cars, and I know they're looking forward to being there. And then we've got a great show, and they always put on a great show, is the Mazda MX-5 are coming as well. One additional race we've got, race weekend we've not had since pre-COVID, is we're bringing our 5K back. And so on the Thursday afternoon, mid-afternoon evening, we're doing a party in the park just north of the racetrack. We'll take nearly all the race cars down there, put them on display for the public, and we're going to run and people can enter and run a 5K around our racetrack. All the proceeds from that race go to a charity, and for quite a few years now, my business partner Kevin and I have supported the Police Athletic League, so PAL, and that's a really, really good inner city program that does a great job with the money we give them every year. So exciting. The ticket sales are strong. Street sales are strong. Our Yacht Club Marina will be sold out. And I think even all our RV spaces on the airport are sold out. So we just now need the mayor and the chamber to bring the sunshine, and we'll have a great event.
When you say the 5K, we don't have to run it. Us old fat people, we can walk it, right?
You can. We do have you have to keep an eye on your mirrors, because we have a couple of city sweeper trucks go around the track about an hour and a half after the start and sweep people up that are not going to make the finish line in time.
And Kim, I've done that 5K in the years past, and it's amazing to be on the track and to finish on the straightaway. It's an amazing event, and I'm excited to see it come back in 2023.
Well, it's also the downtown in the park. We did that last year for the first time. It was supposed to happen in 2020, but with COVID, it didn't. We did it last year, and it was very well received. So the Indy cars go down, they're on display. A lot of the other series go down there. We have a stage, and the drivers get introduced. And it's just a good experience for the general public to come down and enjoy downtown St. Pete. And then we've packed in now the 5K, which will start at 6 o'clock and run till 7:30. That should be another fun evening in St. Petersburg, and the downtown is so vibrant these days that it's fabulous to be a part of it.
Great stuff. Great to say we're only a couple weeks away. Hopefully we'll be able to get you back on before the race. As always, Kim, thank you very much for your time, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
You're welcome. Look forward to it, guys. Thank you.
That is Kim Green as we get prepared for the Firestone Grand Prix of St. Pete. It's an absolutely great time. It is fantastic. All right, let's go hit a break, and then we'll have about 10 minutes before Caleb turns into a four-year-old fan with Derek Lewis, the main event for Saturday night. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Statson.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Bert Sugar, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
The Country Depot is located in the heart of downtown Brooksville at 36 North Broad Street. They have everything under the sun, from one-of-a-kind art and decor to sports memorabilia, from metal signs and handbags to men's wallets. It's worth the drive. But you can also shop online at countrydepotstore.com. You never know what you'll come across when you visit Country Depot.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg's Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg's Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg's Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg's Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
The Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, presented by RP Funding, returns on March 3rd through the 5th to the streets of downtown St. Pete, with a full weekend of racing highlighted by the NTT IndyCar Series season opening race. For ticket prices and information, visit gpstpete.com or follow GP St. Pete on social media. One lucky listener will win a VIP package for two for the whole weekend.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Alex Smith, quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back next week. We start on Tuesday. Tuesday should be the best show because I'll be out there without Matt. Matt doesn't get there until Wednesday. Live from Radio Row, we already have quite a few. Jesse Palmer already set, Lee Steinberg, Sean Merriman, Michael Pittman. It'll be a lot of fun.
Randy, Sugar Sean O'Malley. I'm gonna put up a gripe, whatever you want to call it, that I have right now.
Oh yeah, you're right. Henry Cejudo.
Yeah. I'm upset. You have everybody on here except Caleb Benenock and Alex Kappa. We need to fix that, and I need to do a talk-in. I need to do something.
You know,
intro.
We intro.
I don't have my name.
He doesn't
on the intro.
Have one.
Yeah. Gotta wait and turn.
It's Matt.
Right. Exactly.
And I love Matt. Matt's my guy. I love Matt.
Well, better you than me. Well, better you than me.
Change your number. You didn't give it to me, so I don't know how close we are anymore. So I tried to call him today. He's like, this number is no longer valid.
I love you guys, man. Okay. Sorry. Continue with your.
No, it's all
so,
good.
So look, a couple things I got to get to. So Tampa Bay Strikers started their inaugural season.
Yes, they did.
Okay. You know, our guy, Martin Gramatica, the head coach of the new league.
I need Martin back to talk about the World Cup, but can we talk about Patrick Mahomes and his greatness? Because we have not spoke about that enough. I know we got a lot of interviews
we
today.
We talk about that every week.
No, but you guys did not believe in him.
What?
A lot of people did not.
What?
Know, let's be honest.
Let's be honest.
What is we
let's
guys, though?
You guys
first of all,
did not believe
first of all,
in him.
I'm not French, so when you say we, that doesn't include me.
No. Because everybody was talking about the Bengals this, Josh Allen that, and all he did was keep winning. I've had high ankle sprains. I was in a cast. When I had my ankle sprain, I was in a cast for 3 weeks. he got a high ankle sprain and played the next week after 8 days and threw for 300-something yards, two touchdowns, won the football game. Can we give this man his flowers? Because I gave Tom Brady his flowers earlier, and Tom Brady is the GOAT. And I think Patrick Mahomes will be the GOAT someday, but that's the era that he's in.
What makes a GOAT? What makes a GOAT?
Your eyes. You watch him play. And
no. So when you say Tom Brady is the GOAT,
yes,
he's the GOAT. What makes Tom Brady the GOAT now?
Tom Brady has won 7 Super Bowls and been to 10.
Okay, so it has nothing to do with his eyes. It has the fact that he's
the winner.
Because I'm going to say this to you, and I have mad love for you as well.
Okay, I do too.
He is not going to win 7 Super Bowls.
No, he's not.
Okay,
and I'm thinking, but Michael Jordan and LeBron James didn't win 11 championships like Bill Russell did.
I hate to do this. Okay, because I'm not a big LeBron James guy.
Yeah.
But LeBron James is about ready to pass the unpassable.
Yes.
And he will be the scoring champion
time. Okay, so we both agree now at this point that the amount of championships you win does not make you the GOAT.
Absolutely.
What do we see? I've watched a lot of football. I've only picked two teams wrong in the playoffs so far. I have not seen anybody play the way Patrick Mahomes has played and make the game look so easy. If I could ask you 5 Patrick Mahomes moments, you can name them right now. But you cannot name 5 Tom Brady moments of passes he threw or things he did. You can talk about Eli Manning making that throw, but Tom, all he did was go methodically and win games with short passes.
Let me tell you the one throw that I think of, Tom Brady.
Okay.
The one where he couldn't throw it out of the end zone from the 15-yard line.
Okay.
That's the one that sticks in my mind.
Okay, but he won 7 Super Bowls.
Oh, absolutely.
But what I do know is Patrick Mahomes doesn't need to win 7 Super Bowls to be the GOAT. I think he is the GOAT right now. I think he is the best player I've ever personally watched play football. And I play with Tom Brady, and I watch Tom Brady. And Tom Brady is currently the GOAT. Maybe Patrick Mahomes gets 3 Super Bowls, he gets 4, he gets 2, but I've not seen a better football player on the field in my life.
I agree with you. And that's why I asked you, what makes the GOAT? The rings? Is it the performance? Is it what they can do?
It's everything encompassing. You obviously have to have stats. You obviously have to have accomplishments. You obviously have to all of those things. But at the end of the day, it's like, what did I see? Watched this man do so many amazing things. We watched him have a situation on one leg, go out there and outplay the guy that they said was better than him constantly over and over again.
Nobody's doubting he's spectacular. But when the record for a franchise in the NFL is 6 Super Bowls, and you have the Patriots Steelers.
7.
Who has 7?
Tom Brady.
No, what's the team? The team.
Patriots.
Teams will have 6 and 6. It's tied for the best.
Yeah.
Tom Brady has 7 Super Bowl rings by himself.
Brady has more playoff games than like 26 teams.
Yes. Right.
So can I tell you something right now? There can only be one GOAT.
Can I say something right now?
There's got to be one GOAT.
Can I say something right now?
That's the GOAT.
Patrick Mahomes currently leads in every stat for every quarterback to ever play the game, regular season or postseason. He's first in everything, percentage, touchdowns, interception and touchdown ratio. He leads in every single thing. If Patrick Mahomes, God forbid, never plays another down today, he is a first ballot Hall of Famer. He's had a better career than Aaron Rodgers, and Aaron Rodgers is in my top 5 quarterbacks of all time. He's had that in 5 years.
But there's going to be one GOAT. You got one GOAT.
Yeah.
For one position, one GOAT.
I'm not going to put Patrick Mahomes as the GOAT yet. Yeah. I think I'm projecting when I say he's the GOAT. But he is a top 5 quarterback of all time currently right now. And I think if he gets the Super Bowl done, we have to have that conversation about him and Tom Brady in Montana.
You know, that could be. If he wins this one, and it's what, 2 one? In 4 years, 3 yes. years, whatever it is? So
3 Super Bowls, yeah. 5 straight AFC championships. Yeah. We have to have that conversation about who's better because he has more moments than Tom Brady.
I just think it's unfair to call anybody who is still playing the greatest of all time.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Because he can add on to it. I don't think he's the GOAT now.
No, I don't think it's unfair because at the end of the day, like, they talk about LeBron as the GOAT. And that's the conversation you have to have because LeBron leads in every stat.
Sure.
Right? Yeah. Tom Brady was called the GOAT before he was retired. When he got number 6, everybody was like, dude, like, you can't beat that. Then he got number 7. It's like, you can't beat that. Right? So, like, I don't think it's an unfair conversation to have.
I hate to end this conversation, but let's hit this break so that when we come back, we can reach out back out to Las Vegas and we can hear at least everybody can hear unless you jump on the YouTube channel. It's Knockout Radio or Knockout underscore radio or Knockout underscore radio. Yeah, you want to jump on because we're about to see a grown man, 300 plus, act like a 2-year-old.
Yes,
and that will happen when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone.
Fireball.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
What's up? This is Sean Lights Out Merriman, former Charger, now CEO, co-founder of Lights Out Extreme Fighting. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
The Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, presented by RP Funding, returns on March 3rd through the 5th to the streets of downtown St. Pete. With a full weekend of racing highlighted by the NTT IndyCar Series season opening race. For ticket prices and information, visit gpstpete.com or follow GP St. Pete on social media. One lucky listener will win a VIP package for two for the whole weekend.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
I'm Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cronister, and if you don't listen to Knockout Radio, you may just find yourself in one of my jails.
Who's you like that one, huh?
Yeah, that was hilarious.
It's the best. You know, I hate to play into you two children, but I have to credit the dipstick to my right, because he is the one that got our friend Chad to do that.
That was so funny.
It's the best. So you know, it's one thing for some ham and egger to say it. This is the Hillsborough County Sheriff who says, if you don't listen, you may find yourself in jail.
Yeah, that's hilarious. It's so funny. I love that.
Mickey Mouse game this weekend. I don't know if you're aware of that. Mickey Mouse versus Donald Duck in the NFC versus AFC flag football game.
Yeah, dude. Honestly, I'm not a fan of the whole flag football thing. I grew up with Sean Taylor knocking the punter out of his mind, like,
and spitting on Michael Pittman.
I want to see again the gap between the Super Bowl, the same one college football has, 2-week gap between the playoff game and the championship game. NFL does too, and the Pro Bowl is a thing to give fans like another game to watch in between those things. And like, I'll watch the flag football thing to see how it goes. I'm a fan of the NFL, but I want to see guys in pads.
I get it though. You know, no player, and you've talked about it. You talked about what happened to you and that an opposing player saved you from possibly getting injured.
Yes.
The last thing you want to do is go out there and A, not give it 100%, because then you can get injured, or B, give it 100%. And it's now off season, and you just tore something, broke something, whatever. So I get that more than, you know, the game, and you know, the All-Star game, in the middle of the year, you know, middle of the season.
Yes.
Is a little different. I get it, but it's been flag football for years.
It has
been. So let's make it flag football.
But I just think it's more watered down, because at this point, like, Pro Bowl used to be a notch on your belt as a player, right? Like, you are a Pro Bowler, and like, that's your Hall of Fame, you know, thing that you get to post to your Pro Bowl. And now it's like you have guys getting the Pro Bowls who play 2 games, 3 games. And so, like,
more,
I think it's a little bit one more.
More Pro Bowl talk in a minute. And our next guest could probably make the Pro Bowl, but he's a little busy come Saturday night. Let's welcome to the program, Derek Lewis.
Oh my
Derek, goodness. How are you?
I'm good. How y'all doing? Thanks for having me.
We appreciate your time. I'm going to sit here and watch a grown man, an NFL football player, is going to act like a three-year-old. He's so excited to talk to you.
Dude, I listen, man. Derek, I love you. I'm going to tell you that right now, and I'm not ashamed.
Is it because you're both living in Houston, or what's the story?
I'm from Nigeria. I grew up in Houston. I love you. I love everything you're about. You're hilarious. I support you in all your fights. I went to your fights in Houston. Dude, you are amazing. And, like, again, I'm gonna fan out right now, which is rare for me.
But you're going to. You already have.
Yeah, I already have been. And I'm going to do it because, dude, like, you're amazing, bro. And I much respect. Like, I'll have a question for you right now. How did you get the name, the nickname, the Black Beast?
My favorite animal is the gorilla. So that's all I have to say is the gorilla. So I pound on my chest like a gorilla. I do my post-fight celebration.
On the radio, but my favorite moment in the UFC is when you took your pants off and you said, my balls is hot. It's one of my favorite moments ever watching UFC as a young fan. And, dude, like, you are amazing. I can't say it enough. I'm a huge fan. Much respect to you and your wife
and
your
family. Are you done fanboying?
I'm not done. Yeah. So you can ask another question, but I'm not done fanboying out because this is my guy right here.
All right, Derek, let's try to bring it back just for a minute and then fanboy.
Well, I appreciate it, man. Thank you, man. Thanks.
Just the beginning of fight week, and I'm just curious, you've had many fight weeks. Are they all the same? Do you keep them all pretty much the same?
Yeah, they are the same. Same old questions, same old.
All right, well, I'm going to change up the question then for a second for you, Derek, because
we can't give you a good answer because this what, local radio? It's not satellite radio, so I can't. I got to be PG, so I'm trying to answer the best I can.
All right, I appreciate it. Well, we have a very special giveaway that we're going to do later on the show from both of our friends at MMA Bobblehead. We're going to give away one of your limited edition Derek Lewis bobbleheads. And I'm just curious, talk to us about what that process was like, getting this bobblehead, being involved in the making of the bobblehead with Dave Manley.
Sure. He just told me how much he willing to pay me. And I said, all right, cool, let's do it.
That's and that the was best. It.
So Derek, I want to first thank you. I used to drive a Mercedes-Benz, and when Dave Manley gave me the Christmas ornament of you, I hung it in my rearview mirror, and I tell you, it was the best anti-theft deterrent. Nobody looked at the car. Nobody broke into the car. I didn't lose anything for 3 years because they're like, this guy must either know the Black Beast or trains like the Black Beast, and I don't want nothing to do with that.
Of course, man. Of course. Anything black in your car, nobody ain't going to want to mess with that.
Derek, I can't even remember my questions right now. All I do know is I can't wait to watch you fight. I love watching you fight. I tune into all your fights. It's a few people I love to watch: Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady, guys like that. You are there with me. I can't wait to watch you fight and go get a knockout and get a win. I love watching you, bro. You're amazing. Thank you for your services to entertain all of us.
Well, I appreciate it, man. Thank you. I won't let you guys down this weekend for sure.
Derek, what are you thinking about while you're fighting? I mean, have you ever caught yourself like just not thinking and just flowing as the fight goes on?
I'm always thinking about everything else but fighting. You know, I'm thinking about, man, I should have had sex with my wife before I left. Man, I shouldn't have ate that food that I ate before the fight. I'm always thinking about something other than fighting.
You saw him knock out Curtis Blaydes.
I've seen every fight.
Seen every fight. Dude, this guy. Sorry, I'm fanboying out right now.
How did you have to change any kind of the preparation because your fight's going to be so much later than normal?
No, because that's how I started fighting. I started off fighting around 2 or 3 o'clock, leaving the bar. I started fighting free, in the streets. So it's going to be just like the old times. 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, leaving the bar, fighting, I'm getting paid.
So Derek, you know, there's a lot of guys that get into the UFC because they're big in size or they're tough guys, and their willpower and determination gets them to that level. For you, man, it really seems like your skill has evolved so much since you first started. Like, you know, what's that process been like? I mean, are you a true student of the art now, or do you love the process and the journey?
I don't. But they keep paying me, so I'm just like, okay, I'm trying to figure out something that I can do to keep getting myself in shape, get out here and do what they said, do what they think that I love to do. So that's all it's been about.
It's funny that you said it that way, Derek. There's a former Tampa Bay Buccaneer, Marcus Jones, who then did try to come into the UFC, was on the Ultimate Fighter, and he would always say that he didn't like football. He was just good at it and got paid a lot of money to do it. And now you're the second person. Nobody else has ever said that, at least, you know, that I've heard. It's Marcus and now you saying the same thing.
Yeah. That's all it's about. It's about money and me. You know, I wouldn't do too much crazy thing for a piece of change, but I'll do some fighting for a piece of change.
How do you relax, whether it's fight week, next month? What's a typical Derek Lewis, not in the gym, not training, relaxing day?
I'm watching South Park or Rick and Morty or something like that to make me laugh.
Oh my God.
How can he get better? How can he possibly get better? He watches Rick and Morty. How can he get better?
Yeah, Rick and Morty, man.
It's impossible. Okay, Derek.
Hopefully, like the new, they don't change the voice of the Rick and Morty, the producer, or the editor, whatever. The one that just got in trouble.
Yeah. Okay, so I got a question for you. Obviously, in the heavyweight division, John Jones and Cyril Gane are going to fight. You famously have a quote when they asked you about fighting in a 5-round fight, and you said, "I got to get my cardio up," and I loved it. You know, you have all the best quotes from every MMA thing ever next to Conor McGregor. Like, you're the top guy as far as quotes go because you're real. So after the Cyril Gane and John Jones fight happens, do you want the shot at whoever wins now that Francis is kind of, you know, not doing his own thing and making his way out? Like, do you want to chase that?
It don't matter. You know, I'm coming off a couple of losses, so I'm trying to get back in that title contention anyway, so I'm kind of far away to be even talking about a title shot right now. So I'm just got to put some wins together and see where we go from there.
Listen, I'm selfish, and I want to see you in there. I don't care about the rest of the
fighting.
Yeah, ain't nobody in there doing like you do, man. Ain't nobody in there as exciting as you. I loved your fight with Tuivasa. I was there. Me and Randy were both there. We was front row, watched it, and I want to see you in there mixing it up for a title fight, dude. So much respect. I'm not even being a media personality right now.
Yeah,
I'm
we know.
Here.
Yeah, we'll get that. We all know that.
I'm over here fanboying out, but dude, so much respect, bro. So much love. I'll let Randy close it out.
No, I just love watching an NFL player just losing
his
mind.
Dude, I'm fanboying out, dude. I love this guy. So,
yeah. No, I think it's funny because Caleb's weighing in over 300 pounds. So, like, you know, compared to Derek, he's under the limit, obviously. So here Caleb is acting like a 3-year-old. It's amazing.
Oh, my goodness. So I love this guy.
So pure.
Derek, we want to thank you. Thank you for a couple minutes. We now have video of Caleb acting like a 6-year-old. It's outstanding. We're looking forward to seeing you back in it, doing what you do best Saturday night. I know we have your address. We're going to send you a care package from 8 Man Strong, as well as a case of salsa from Blue Smoke Salsa,
Send him some clothing. You want to send him some clothing from your clothing line, Caleb?
I definitely would send him some clothes from my clothing line. Because Muhammad Usman rocks my stuff all the time, so I need to send Derek some stuff.
So we'll definitely set all that up. We appreciate your time, Derek. Absolutely. Have a lot of fun on Saturday, and I know you're going to entertain.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Take care. That is the Black Beast getting back in it. And, yeah, that's a different side of Caleb that I've never seen.
Yeah.
Well, except for when Larry the Cable Guy was on.
Yeah.
Is there anybody else that we can't get on because you're going to act like a 6-year-old?
You know, you got to pick certain guys because, like, dude, I literally am texting Jerome McCoy right now about me interviewing Derek Lewis. That's how much, like,
I mean,
that's
how we interviewed excited them.
I am. I don't know. I was going to say I wouldn't necessarily call that an interview. Yeah, but,
me fanboying out. I'm literally texting Joe right now, like, dude, like, you wouldn't believe this. I'm talking to Derek Lewis.
Well, we were talking to him. It's a group effort.
It's a group effort. Like, it's so much
fun. Did you see the bobblehead,
guys?
That where he's banging his chest?
Can I buy that from you?
No. but, I mean, I can get you a big one. I'll call Dave Manley. I don't know what they go for. I'm sure you want the autographed one.
For sure.
I would love the autograph one.
Okay. I'll make a call to Dave and see what that'll cost.
So tonight, there's two Springfields in town, apparently.
Yep.
Or Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah,
and
which
then
is
Rick Springfield.
I don't even think it's you can't compare the two.
Are they the same guy?
No.
Okay.
One is really talented and awesome.
Okay.
And the other one is from New Jersey.
Bon Jovi?
No, isn't Bruce Springsteen from New Jersey?
I don't know.
I thought he is.
But they're both in town tonight. Yeah. One in Tampa, one in St. Pete.
I think you should send pizza to Rick.
Let's do it. Let's hook it up. The Jesse's Girl, we can get in there.
Well, you know that song originally was called Randy's Girl.
Oh, was it really?
No, seriously. Google it.
Okay.
Google Dr. Google. And it was changed a couple times and had the opportunity to meet Rick Springfield and Ric Flair at the same time.
Oh.
And what's funny, real quick story. So I got the two together to take a photo. And so I have a photo with Rick Springfield on one side, Ric Flair on the other. And people thought it was stupid. And I'm like, no, it's cool. They're even though that Rick's not spelled the same. It's two Ricks. And all the people at the Make-A-Wish event, waiting for on wishes, they thought it was ridiculous until they both said, hey, we want one of those.
Yeah.
And Ric Flair and Rick Springfield wanted a photo together, which was definitely pretty cool. So I'll go to Rick Springfield before I go to Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, it started as Gary's Girl. Rick Springfield's started as Gary's Girl. And then became Randy's Girl.
Next to us almost having Cowboy Cerny, and we had Larry the Cable Guy a few weeks ago. This is the most fun I've had talking to somebody.
Well, that's because you blew us off last week.
Don't do that.
Because last week.
Yeah, we had.
Legend.
No, you guys did have
Paul
legends.
Stanley from
You guys
Kiss.
Did have legends. But at the same time, like, hey, man.
No, I'm Derek retired. Lewis is. No, I'm saying there's. Those are nice things you said.
And then Sunday night, we went backstage with Russell Peters. And all the comedians after the show.
I agree with you, but you guys got to understand, which you both do. I am a working man now. I'm a retired NFL player. I'm coaching guys, a passive athlete. So, you know, sometimes like I got to go do certain things. And
you say you got a J-O-B?
You got a J-O-B?
Listen, my second job, my first job was an NFL offensive lineman for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. My second job is an assistant offensive line coach for the Oregon Ducks. I'm not doing bad in life, I don't think.
I'm going to disagree with you. No. I'm being serious, and we only have a minute.
Okay.
Your first job was at UCLA.
Yeah,
I'm not saying you got paid.
Yeah, that's fair.
I'm not right. I'm not saying you got paid.
They get paid now, though.
Well, I understand that, but that was your job.
I can't wait to pop out of the sun. Because he's going to be doing well for himself.
Frank Mir's daughter just got a whatever those things
NIL.
Are called, an NIL with the UFC.
Wow. As he should.
Awesome. Or she should.
She should.
And before we get off the show, can you please explain to Randy what give him this flowers while he's still here? Because he doesn't understand that lingo.
Giving flowers is basically appreciating somebody
while they're still alive.
That's it. And I told you earlier, I love you, Randy. I love Matt. You guys, Randy, you're like a father.
As long as it's not equal love.
No, but it's different love. But it's like, dude, I love you both, and I have so much fun on this show. And such a good time. Because
it blew right over Randy's head when you were talking about giving that man his flowers.
Yeah, give him his flowers.
It was made popular because of Takeoff's death, and he would talk about how.
Who's death?
Takeoff.
I think it was
Takeoff?
Before Takeoff. Yeah, Takeoff was
He made it popular.
Was he with Sulu on the Star Trek?
No, Takeoff. Well, you should probably shouldn't joke about this on the air because it's a serious thing for a lot of people. But the flowers thing is basically just telling people that you care about them and you love them before they pass away.
Yeah, right. So I'm waiting for my flowers, Randy.
Not for me.
Hit me with them.
You ain't ever getting them.
I give you both your flowers, and I love you both. And, like, it's so much fun being on here with you guys and talking to you guys. And
you know, and that's said all the time, that people come out, you know, at funerals and whatever. Oh, he was, but it was never said. And kind of a shocking thing, we just found out it was Godparent or Godfather Day, and my daughter happened to Google her godfather.
Okay.
To find out that he died last year.
I'm not the godfather?
you are not the father.
What is this, Maury Povich? What the hell happened to the show?
So finding that out, and, you know, like you said, you should say things before.
Yes.
You know, not
now,
after.
Speaking of Godfather, I cooked for the Godfather from WWF a few weeks ago, Hall of Famer. Amazing guy, but just coming off hip surgery. Wrestling is real. Impacts are real.
Tell Hulk Hogan it's fake.
It's real.
Can't. Do you know how much I love wrestling? I text you about that all the time. And that's a whole nother. That's a whole other hour of the show that we can talk about. But
my bucket list, not dream. My bucket list. We have 30 seconds. I want to go to a Royal Rumble. That to me is the best event.
Let's go.
You hear that beep and
In 2 weeks we're starting Monday Night Raw here at the restaurant to watch parties.
I want
to
thank everybody for tuning in. I want to thank Fanboy over here. It was so much fun watching you just Google out and giggle out. And Derek Lewis is the Black Beast back in the Octagon on Saturday night. We'll be broadcasting all week next week, Tuesday through Friday from Radio Row. Tune in. It'll be on YouTube. It'll be on radio. It'll be on
1 to 4
Facebook.
Eastern time.
1 to 4 Eastern. Brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. See everybody next week. Why don't you tell me someone is loving you?
Because you're my girl. Some say it's no longer true. This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
The Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, presented by RP Funding, returns on March 3rd through the 5th to the streets of downtown St. Pete. With a full weekend of racing highlighted by the NTT IndyCar Series season opening race. For ticket prizes and information, visit gpstpete.com or follow GP St. Pete on social media. One lucky listener will win a VIP package for two for the whole weekend.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.